I'm going to eliminate the Smona Silence. I'd like to call the meeting of the Terrell City Council to order, 6 p.m. Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. Before we call the roll, I would like to say that this is will be an electronic meeting, and the December 10th meeting will also be electronic due to the governor extending his public health emergency until the end of the year. We appreciate the fact that all of the council has cooperated in this effort. It's a little harder to do than being face-to-face with one another. We hope you're all healthy. With that said, can we have the roll call, please?
Councilperson Aller.
Present.
Councilperson Azar.
Present.
Councilperson Boland.
Present.
Councilperson Crossan.
Present.
Councilperson DeBon.
Here.
Councilperson Elliott.
Here.
Councilperson Garrison.
Here.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Here.
Councilperson Nation.
Here.
All are present.
Thank you. We do not have any public comment on the agenda, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, corrections to the journal?
There are none.
Communications from the mayor?
There are none.
Reports from city officials?
There are none.
Reports from Board of Public Works and Safety?
There are none.
Reports from standing committees?
I did not receive any.
Non-standing committees?
I did not receive any.
Items previously tabled?
There are none.
Tax abatements for confirmation?
There are none.
Items on second reading?
There are none.
Items on first reading?
We have something. Special Ordinance 29, 2020, rezoning a property located at 17 South 20th Street. Area planning gave a favorable recommendation with conditions. I need to go let the petitioner into the meeting.
Okay. You hold. We're going to let the petitioner into the meeting. Okay. Anyone here to speak on Special Ordinance 29?
29. Hi, I'm here on 29. My name is Richard Shagley. I'm here representing the petitioner, 1925 Realty, LLC. They're here tonight in front of you, hoping to rezone the property located 17 South 20th Street from R1 plan development to a R1 plan development. That may sound a little strange, but the current use of this property is parking for an adjacent business across the alley, as well as storage in the basement. That's back in 90, I believe it was 97, they rezoned it for this plan development. They did a plan development for residential on the main level, and then a storage unit in the basement, and then for parking. Tonight, they're here to plan it, to rezone it for plan development for, again, parking and the storage, but also for a couple offices in that house. This is used by a local business, Sackrider & Company, and as a result of space in their primary building on Wabash, they need additional space, and they would like to create a couple offices in this house. Last night, it was heard in front of area plan. It was given a favorable recommendation by the staff. It was given a favorable recommendation by the commission. In the process of this. There's been, I've not heard any complaints. There was one letter that was sent to the area plan office from a neighbor on the south side. Back in 97, when this went on, the petitioner built a fence along the property line. It did not extend all the way to the street. It was primarily the backyard. He is now asking for it to extend all the way to the street. In looking at the property, I don't believe that'd be in the best interest of the neighborhood, whether aesthetically or really provides no purpose. The real beauty to this is this is almost a better fit due to the fact that, you know, the business is a daytime business. So there won't be any nighttime activities at the house, except for, I assume, during tax time. This isn't going to be a real detriment to the to this neighborhood. And through this process, and the reason we did the plan development is due to the hardships. Due to the way Wabash is angled, this is kind of an odd-shaped trapezoid lot, which creates a little bit of a hardship. And also, you know, this is abuts a heavy commercial area, which again creates a hardship as well. So through as a result of those hardships, the commission last night gave it a favorable recommendation. And I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have with regard to this petition for rezoning of 17 South 20th Street.
And what was the condition? I'm sorry, did you state that already? It said favorable with condition.
They had to state what the hardship
was. I got you. Sorry about that. I didn't hear it. Thank you. Any questions from the council? Councilperson Nation.
Thanks, George. Richard, when the firm is finished with this use, does it revert back to residential usage?
Correct. Yeah, that's another benefit of the plan development.
Okay, just wanted to make that clear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And similar to this now, because of the change from residential with that storage unit to residential or to office with the storage, that's why they had to come back in front of you this evening.
Yeah, I get it. I believe it or not, I remember this property. I served on the Area Planning Commission back in 1997, I think. And I remember the discussion back then. I just to be clear, I'm fine with it. I think that it's appropriate to not extend the fence all the way out to the sidewalk and create, you know, a fence that's unlike any other in the neighborhood.
Right.
And one of the reasons that I think that this petition works is because it continues to look like a house and it can go ahead and act like a house again after the firm is finished with it. So
yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, I yield.
Thank you.
Thank you. Person Crossman, did you have a comment?
Actually, it was just taken care of in Councilperson Nation's statement there about no changes really in the physical look of the property.
Okay.
And I assume, Mr. Shagley, if that's correct, the property is essentially going to look the same regardless of the use.
On the exterior, correct.
On the exterior, yes. Yeah. Okay. That was my question. I yield.
Thank you. Any other questions from the council? If not, the chair will accept a motion.
To take action.
To take action. We have to take action first. Councilperson Aller.
I move that we vote to vote on special ordinance 29-2020 as presented.
Second.
Been moved by Councilperson Aller, seconded by Councilperson DeBon, that we take action on special ordinance 29-2020. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland. Councilperson Boland. I'll come back to her. Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland appears to have been left the meeting. Mr. Felling, we can still consider this unanimous as she's not present at this moment.
I would agree.
Okay. Asked to take action. Do I have a motion to adopt? Councilperson Elliott.
President, yeah, I must abstain from this point on in this action due to I have a financial interest in the petitioner.
Thank you. Okay. Councilperson Crossan.
If there are no further questions, I move that we approve special ordinance number 29-2020.
Second.
Been moved by Councilperson Crossan, seconded by Councilperson Aller, that we approve special ordinance 29-2020 as presented. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Mr. Felling, is it okay?
At this point, yeah. Yes. She was privy to all the discussion, so I don't see any issue with that.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson DeBon.
Yes.
Does Mr. Elliott need to state that he's abstaining, or is his statement earlier sufficient?
That's sufficient.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
Yes, one abstention.
Okay. Special Ordinance 29 is passed. Next item.
Special Ordinance 34-2020. Thank you. Vacating a portion of a north-south public alley located at 2430 Orleans Avenue. No issues were noted by the departments. I believe there was a neighbor that submitted a letter.
Do we have that letter?
Yes, I'll get that letter. I'm going to go let in the Mr. Shagley, your client has left the Zoom meeting.
Yeah, I saw that she was on. I think it'll be okay if she gets back okay. In, but if it's okay, I'd just like to go ahead and move forward. I don't know if I introduced myself last time. I'm Richard Shagley with Wright Shagley and Lowry. I'm here tonight representing petitioners Wendy Kane and Jonah Kane. They're here tonight requesting that a portion of a public alley be vacated. It's a little, I'm not too sure if you're familiar with the area. It's a unpaved, unused alley. Normally you want to avoid the creating a dead end. That is not a case in this situation. I'm going to call the the east-west alley, which then ties into this portion of the alley that goes north-south and makes a L. The east-west has already been taken over by the adjoining landowners. As you can, I don't know if you've driven and noticed, or if you can even tell from Beacon that throughout the property owners, they've all kind of taken their share. So for whatever reason, when this is laid out, there's three blocks of this. It was a straight line into a cul-de-sac, and it's only half of the cul-de-sac in this particular situation. And the petitioners would like to vacate the north-south alley plus a portion of the cul-de-sac, which is shown in the site plan as provided. In this process, we've not heard from anybody except for one property owner who isn't an adjoining property owner. He actually lives north of the petitioners across the what I would consider a vacated alley. I believe Michelle has sent you, or you will have, or she will post and show you. He claims that he uses the alley to access the back of his property. And I don't doubt that he does that, because I had the opportunity I've driven by this a few times because of the way Lafayette's closed right now on the detours. I went by again this morning and again at lunch. The individual who has submitted a letter has complete access to his backyard through his property off of, it's not Orleans, whatever street to the north that he lives on. The problem is he just has so much stuff in his backyard, he can't access the back of his backyard. He has gates through his fence on the front. He also has an uncompleted fence on the east and west. And I don't think his issue in accessing his backyard is the petitioner's issue in wanting to vacate this property. They own both sides of this alley, and this really provides no detrimental problems to any of the adjoining landowners. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. I see that now Wendy's on here again, if you would have any questions for her. But again, they would just like to vacate a portion of a never used alley that is between two pieces of property that they own, basically combining their property as shown by the site plan, as shown by Beacon. Again, if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Okay, prior, before we do that, I think Michelle is going to put up on the screen the email that was received by the remonstrator. Hold on. Can everybody see that?
Nope, I've got it
shared screen.
No, but I've read it.
All right.
While she's doing that, one of the things he brings up is public safety, access to his property. In looking at both Beacon and driving the property, there would be no issues accessing any of the property owners along this alley, whether it's this north-south alley that the Canes are attempting to vacate or the east-west alley that has already been taken over by the neighbors. Access from the front of the property would be sufficient for any public safety issues, in my opinion.
As a council, have you been able to review this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody see it?
Yes.
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 Okay, we'll take it down. Take it down from the screen.
Will you ask the councilperson Loudon if she wants me to pull the map up yet?
Councilperson Loudon, you want her to pull the map up?
I think that would be good, mm-hmm. just for everybody to see the map section real quick, if they could.
Okay, I appreciate there you go. That.
Yeah.
You want to do a little explaining there?
She pulls it up.
Hold on. I'm sharing it. Hold on.
From my perspective of, Councilman President Azar, can I speak?
Sure.
From my perspective from living up here, this back section that Mr. Shagley's talking about where he tries to come in, this is the part they're vacating. And they own both sides.
Yeah.
This is kind of what we've all had behind our houses, but nobody, I mean, they're just, it's grass. Nobody uses them. Emergency vehicles do not use them. You know, they've had to come through. If utilities had to get in, they've actually came through my front yard to my backyard. That's how I access my backyard. And that is the majority of the way the houses are up here anymore. So I'm not sure, you know, why he, you know, the petitioner couldn't go ahead and vacate this, because Mr. Wilson should be able to access from here. He does have three lots if he wanted to access his backyard.
That's
okay. Okay. Yeah.
This is the
This is the person where you see the arrow is with the person that sent the email.
This is right. The petitioner.
Yeah, you got that, everybody?
this is what they want to
build. The little, the square or rectangular part is the petitioner.
Yeah.
The top part where you see all the cars, that is the person that sent the email.
And this is what they want to vacate.
And the where it says 15 is what they want to vacate. Everybody see that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Take that down. All right. Any questions or comments from the rest of the council? Anyone? Councilperson Nation.
Mr. President, I defer to Cheryl on this. She lives up there. She understands how all this works. I've done a little bit of work on homes up in that area, and I've wondered about these kinds of issues as I've driven around it. I just wanted to say that. I yield.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay. If not, we need to take action, right?
Correct.
We need to have a vote or a motion to take action on Special Ordinance 34.
Mr. President.
Councilperson Crossan.
If there's no other discussion, I move that we vote to vote on Special Ordinance 34-2020.
Second. It's been moved by Councilperson Crossan, by Councilperson Loudermill, that either we take action on Special Ordinance 34. Roll call.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson Devon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Motion's passed. Now we'll have a motion to adopt.
Mr. President.
Councilperson Aller.
I move that we approve Special Ordinance 34-2020 as presented.
Second.
It's moved by Councilperson Aller, second by Councilperson Loudermilk, that we approve Special Ordinance 34-2020 as presented. Roll call, please.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson Devon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes.
And Councilperson Azar.
Yes.
That's 9 yes.
Special Orders 34-2020 is passed. Before we have a motion to adjourn, I want to remind you that next week we will have our last electronic meeting of 2020. So if anybody had, if there's no further questions, Councilperson Nation, if you want to, I get that job back next year, by the way. Go ahead.
I'm sure you want it back. Move to adjourn.
Second.
It's been by Councilperson Nation, seconded by Councilperson Crossan, that we adjourn. Roll call.
I object to the roll call before we adjourn. I have an oral motion that we all sing happy birthday to our city council president, Mr. Azar.
I'll second that motion.
Appreciate it. Go ahead, roll call.
I'm not starting it.
No, we don't need it.
Councilperson Aller.
Yes.
Councilperson Boland.
Happy birthday, George, and yes.
Councilperson Crossan.
Yes.
Councilperson Devon.
Yes.
Councilperson Elliott.
Yes.
Councilperson Garrison.
Yes.
Councilperson Loudermilk.
Yes.
Councilperson Nation.
Yes, and happy birthday, George.
Thank you.
And Council President, birthday person.
Yes. Meeting adjourned. Thank you very, very much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you for everything.
Be safe, everyone.
You too. Bye bye.
Have a good night.